There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Where doctors are known to care more for their pockets than their patients, when happy pregnancies turn into nightmare childbirths, one can only look back wistfully at that generation of doctors who gave respect to the profession. Notably amongst them was Dr. E.K. Sirat, affectionately known to many as Bai Sirat. Dr. Sirat walked into our lives during my second pregnancy. The first had ended in a miscarriage at 3 months. Although I had gone to a private doctor, she had botched up my DMC, leaving me in terrible pain. A few days later, I was back in theater and emerged, having undergone a laparotomy, numb with shock and severely traumatized. I was given no explanation. It was only my subsequent absorption with memorizing the Quran that saved me from depression. A year later, I fell pregnant once again. Only this time, I was afraid. I was cramping severely and wondering whether I would miscarry again, and what another doctor would do to me this time. A friend of my husband suggested to him that he take me to Bai Sirat, who would see to me for 3 months and see that I didn't miscarry. Thereafter, we could have our baby delivered by another doctor, as he was no longer officially doing deliveries. I remember my first trip to the Mayat Medical Center in Shifa Hospital. The patients were mostly older women, past their childbearing years. My first impression was of an old, pleasant man who was interested in knowing our backgrounds and families. When I left, I asked the receptionist what I owed and was told he didn't charge. At the end of 3 months, he asked me who was going to deliver my baby. I turned to my husband, who looked away, saying nothing. "Well, I thought I'd go to a midwife," I said. He shook his head, smiling. "Not for a first baby. Don't worry, I will find you a good doctor." The pregnancy progressed beautifully. At 7 months, I wore the healthy glow of a happy, expectant mother. I mustered up the courage to ask one day, "Who's delivering my baby?" "Who is delivering your baby?" "Oh, I am delivering your baby, and just remember, I am doing it for you." Subhanallah, I was astonished. And when my waters broke at 2 a.m. that morning, Dr. Sirat was at the hospital before us, giving us both physical and emotional support throughout the labor and delivery. Here was a doctor, respected, wealthy, affluent, who went out of his way for us who had no social standing. who he knew could never compensate him in any way ever, except with dua. And he didn't take a cent for the delivery. I have since gone on to have 2 more children, but that was my best and lightest pregnancy. If you have ever had the good fortune of being at the receiving end of the care, compassion, and kindness of Dr. Siddharth, you would know what I'm talking about. For him, it was probably all in a day's work, but it taught me a lifelong lesson about the true meaning of giving. For to truly give, one must give of oneself. Dr. Siddharth may no longer be practicing, but he has left behind an enviable legacy. He is truly a role model for other doctors to follow. Submitted by Ummi Maryam.
The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit. Nelson Henderson.
راديو إسلام نحن نضعك على الطريق الصحيح للحياة السعيدة.